Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I would like to read with you from verse 14 of chapter 2 to chapter 3 in verse 3. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 through chapter 3 in verse 3, where the Word of God says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, through chapter 3 and verse 3. And as we look at that passage of Scripture, we see three types of people as God looks at them spiritually. First of all, in verse 14 of chapter 2, we see the natural person. The natural person does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? Because the natural person is unsaved, has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, and the things of God are foolish unto him. He or she simply cannot understand the things of God because they don't have that relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 16, and I might say 15 as well, of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we see that it speaks of the spiritual person. The spiritual person is the one who is able to judge or to discern all things, that is, all things spiritually. Why? Simply because of the fact that that person is growing spiritually, a mature Christian, has come to Christ, and every day is in the Word of God and growing spiritually to the point of understanding and knowing the things of God and being able to do the will of God in his life. The third type of person mentioned in this passage is chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, and that's the carnal person. The carnal person in this context is the Christian who is yet a babe in Christ. That person has been saved, but has not grown in the Lord, and is spiritually weak, spiritually immature, to the point that that person is involved with all sorts of things that relate to envy and strife and division, simply because that person is living in the flesh. So let me ask you today, what kind of a person are you spiritually as God looks upon you? Are you natural in that you've not trusted Christ? I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord today and be saved. Are you the spiritual person in that you're growing in Christ? Well, praise the Lord for that. Keep on that same track and continue to grow in Christ. Or are you the carnal Christian? You're saved, but you are a babe in Christ, and you're still living according to the flesh. Repent of your condition of being a spiritual babe, and begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through his word. This passage of Scripture is really filled with great instruction, and I pray that we'll all take heed to it as we examine ourselves to see where we are before God. Father, I thank you for the clarity of this passage of Scripture. It is my prayer that your Holy Spirit will speak to all of our hearts, that we might see where we are before you, to be the person that you would have us to be, which is the spiritual person who is growing in you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.